بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله for what he has given us from all these graces among us Muslims. Major grace that Allah has given us is the grace of deen of Islam. And if you think of it, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have really given us this grace where people did not get it. A lot of people did not get it. Imagine yourself, or imagine someone who was born among a Jew family, and he was raised as a Jew, worshipping Uzair or other things, or worshipping money as Jews do. Imagine another guy who was born in a Christian family, and he raised to worship Jesus, or Isa alayhi salam. Later on he will leave this stupid understanding of Nasraniya or Masihiya, as they say, to worship the dollar or the pound. Imagine yourself, or imagine that person who was born among Thailandese worshipping Buddha, or he was born among the Hindus worshipping the cow, and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the grace to be born among Muslims, or he directed you later on to see the light of Islam, so become alhamdulillah Muslims. This is a big grace. This is a big grace, and you will find how big it is when you ask those people who were not Muslims, then they accepted Islam and became or reverted to Islam. I have heard a lot of them. Some of them were crying that wallahi we were facing so much headache, so much problems until we came to Islam. We couldn't ever find the happiness. We couldn't ever feel relaxed. We cannot at all until we became Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Then we know why are we here? Why are we living? Why are we eating? Why are we drinking? Then they found, really, they found the true grace of Islam. You had it so easy. So you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have got this يعني so easy. Alhamdulillah. So we are Muslims. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last ayah of Surah Al-Duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Ni'mah contains everything. The money, the food, the health, the children and so on. But the major ni'mah truly is to be directed to Islam. Also from the ni'mah, you should think that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the chance to be directed to Islam instead of these other brothers who are our friends who were with us, and the same thing, then they redirected to their wrong track, although they are saying that they are Muslims. So many of them, they have went the wrong track, to be communists, to be materialistic, to be whatever. Then again, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for other ni'mah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the chance to live more and more, to gain more ajr, while he gives a chance to the other to live, but they gain more wither or more bad deeds. How many graces Allah has given us cannot be counted. As Allah told us in this ayah, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count it. So alhamdulillah for that. Alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us the chance to live and to meet our brothers and to talk about la ilaha illallah, to talk about Islam. Last week, we talked about some of these worshippings that Sheikh was talking about. And we said that most of these worshippings he's talking about is done by heart. We said that worshipping is levels. Worshipping by heart, worshipping by body, including the tongue or the actions by the other body. Now, we have been through some of them. Last one was with Sabdat taking refuge, that's also. Okay.
Taking refuge. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah, which means, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind. An-Nas.
Okay, in the Arabic version I have, there's another ayah, which is قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ also. It's two. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. These are two ayahs in different surah. Both of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the Rabb al-Falaq, the Lord of al-Falaq and the Lord of al-Nas. And we say about this also same as we have said before about the other ones, that it is in sects or letters. If it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ibadah. To depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him for help, as in this ayah, أعوذ برب الناس, أعوذ برب الفلق, يعني I'm really asking refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will save me, he will seize me, he will stop others from hurting me. That when you see the surah al-Nas especially, you read it all, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, قل أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس. Now we have now three descriptions. رب, إله, ملك. Okay? From what? You are asking refuge from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 3:5 of what? من شر الوسواس الخناس. Shaitan is making waswas. Also human beings are making waswas. That's why he said after that in the ayah, من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. Waswasa in Arabic means to make in the mind. Do this, go there, go there. So he is pushing the person by waswasa. Waswasa. Who are they? الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Jinn and ins. Both of them are shaitan. Both of them, they have shaitan among them. So you may hear this waswasa from inside. So this is jinn. Waswas, jinn shaitan is making waswas to the person. Or you may hear it from a person in front of you. Ah, Shaykh, okay, so you tell him, okay, let's go for salah, it's adhan now. Ah, Shaykh, baden, Shaykh, why are you, why are you become so mutawwa, so much strict, you know? Don't be, ashad, khalas, make salah at home, no problem. This is shaitan. He is making waswas to us because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that these shaitans are really doing this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to do so. Why he allowed them subhanahu wa ta'ala? He allowed them subhanahu wa ta'ala because he wants to test you. As Allah told us in his Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Ankabut. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الف لام ميم, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون, ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. So, in front of these two kind of shaitan, two kind of waswas, what can we do? Go back to the first ayah. قل أعوذ برب الناس. أعوذ is asking refuge. I ask refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the creator, by the owner of everything subhanahu wa ta'ala. From what? From all these kind of shaitan. So who is the best subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives you refuge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will, but just you, because you come to before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, so much dua. Then when he received these two surahs, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, he left every dua, but he kept on these two surahs. Say, and he said also in the hadith of Abi Dharr رضي الله عنه, he said, I was walking with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in a dark night outside of Medina. So he said, يا أبا دار, say, the meaning of حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, say. Abu Dharr said, I don't know what to say, so I did not say anything. So he said, say again. Even a Kristan. So he said, this time, Abu Dharr, say. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what should I say? He said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ تَحْمِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ will protect you from everything. So if we really stick to this hadith and say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ three times in the evening, three times in the morning after al-Fajr, then your day and your night will cannot be touched by shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed protection for you. But it's the problem that we, if a person is having a weapon, when the thieves come to his house, he does not use the weapon. Who is blamed? He is blamed. He lifts the weapon until it has become, nobody can use it. That's we. We are not using our weapons to defend ourselves and our family. But if we use these weapons, if we teach our children how to use these weapons also, until they really stick to it, Before we sleep, we recite Ayat al-Kursi. We recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. In the morning after al-Fajr, before sunrise, we say this also. In the evening before sunset, we also do. Now these are weapons for us to defend ourselves against Shaitan. Shaitan from jinn or Shaitan from ins also, the human beings. All of them are Shaitan, and we should defend ourselves from them. But it's not, we are not defending them with boxing or with guns. We are using the true weapon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, and we defend ourselves. Not all ourselves. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua for Al-Hassan al-Husayn, his grandson, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhuma. So we need to do this for ourselves and for our children also. We do dua for them, and we teach them to use this dua. We teach them to use these ayahs and surahs. So yani, asking refuge or taking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very important case that a Muslim should put his mind. Don't forget, a major case for all these we are studying in here, that these are really getting us closer to Allah. The more you remember Allah, the more you recite Quran, the more you ask refuge, the more you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we feel that we are in bitter shape and bitter shape. Who are these people who are really feeling bad? Who are these people who are feeling really bad in their life, unhappy? Those people who are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling this to us. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Those people who are far away from dhikri, from Quran, from reciting Quran, from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dhikr of Allah, those people who are running away from it, they are going to live a bad life. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. ضَنْكًا means يعني, something squeezing your heart, squeezing the heart of a person who is far away from Allah, who is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feels that like something is pushing his heart, squeezing it. Why is he doing this? Because he's far away from Allah. Why is a true Muslim like you, inshallah, who is always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels happy. Even if he is losing a lot of things, his money, his children, he doesn't care because he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put this in mind. Yani the person who is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, as in the other ayah, he is the one who is feeling and living fantastic, living happily. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا. They are always remembering Allah while they are standing, while they are sitting, while they are and they are. طيب, somebody will say, okay, does that mean I have to be like these Sufis? Always my life, hi, hi, hu, hu, this is dhikr? No, this is not the dhikr we're talking about. We're talking about the dhikr which is done by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is our leader. He is our example صلى الله عليه وسلم. He is our ideal example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should follow him. If we do like what he has done, we will be in the right track. But if we go and find something else with these other يعني, people who have really moved away from the track of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will fall. يعني, as we will say, inshallah, we'll talk about the case of Sufism or Shia. They have made strange worshipings that never done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A guy he said, I wasn't in making tawaf on Kaaba. He saw one of these Sufis. He said, I was amazed. Yeah, the guy is holding his wife, covered, yani, protecting her from crowd. But he was doing, hi, hi, whoo. I said, I was, what did he do? What did he do? I thought he's doing it from that. Hi, hi, whoo, whoo. What is this? The guy is doing this on where? On tawaf. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. So I stopped and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making dhikr. This is not dhikr, ya Habib. Dhikr is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us how to do it. يعني, that's why when we talk about bid'ah in level 3, because brothers who have been with us in level 3, we say, put in mind these two conditions. It is for Allah only, and by the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يعني, exactly how did he told us to do it. This is the correct ibadah. This is the correct worship. If ibadah is not for Allah, this is riya, hypocrisy. If it is not the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is navoti, bid'ah, it is no good, not accepted. As he told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever يعني زميل المدرس, whoever has done extra or different things on our matter, which is Islam, it's rejected. But he wants this for Allah. He wants to make extra ibadah, but the way that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم did it. يعني you want to pray extra, pray. الحمد لله. After صلاة الظهر until العصر you can pray so many rakat. نافلة, no problem. After العصر don't pray because it is not Islam. It is time which is not allowed to pray on it, except for those with reasons, like تحية المسجد like جنازة صلاة and so on after المغرب until الفجر you go ahead pray but don't يعني the other guy who says five times a day this is مكتوبات فرض no 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 we'll make it six we'll make one in the middle of midnight because there's a long time between العشاء and الفجر so we'll make midnight صلاة so we have six فرض now ايش هذا This is very dangerous. That's accusing Muhammad Hassan that he forgot this, or he did not convey this to us, or he hid it. Which is a big case. This could lead to kufra, a'udhu billah. So every ibadah should have these two conditions for Allah only, by the way of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only. Yes, sir.
What about those people who say that Salat al-Witr is
possible? Where's the evidence? Where's the lead? And we'll see inshallah later on in this book also that we want to know our Islam only by evidence. Though if anyone comes to you and say this is must or this is fard or this is wajib or this is sunnah to them, give me the evidence. Give me قال الله قال رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I will say okay, I'll do it. Without that, do not accept it. يعني تقولي oh that such and such sheikh who lives in mid of Africa or Amazon jungle said for instance. Yes, who's the wardest? Who's عبد الله موسى to say that this is fard or this is nafl? Give me the reason. If Sheikh bin Baz or Sheikh bin Azaymin or any other Sheikh rahimahullah comes to me and says this is fard, but then give me the lead. I'm not rejecting what you say. You know better than me. Oh, true, yes, but give me the lead. I want to depend on the lead, not you. You are not the lead. You need the lead. Yani, the words of the scholars is respected, but not accepted without the lead, because they need the lead. It's not the lead itself. No. With the words of the scholars, whoever they are, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi, Ahmed bin Hanbal, all these are scholars and we love them, but we don't take what they said without dalil. Because we are required and ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow Al-Quran and Sunnah. What Allah told us, we obey. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, we obey. What our scholars say and told us, we obey as long as they have the evidence for it. Clear, brothers? Yes. Go ahead.
Calling for assistance. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah, which means, remember, when you sought help of your Lord, and He answered, Al-Anfal, ayat number 9.
What's the difference between taking refuge and calling for assistance? They are close, right? They are close together. I mean, some people cannot really see the difference.
Calling for assistance.
No, actually, the first one, taking refuge, is for the person who is asking for protection. Yani he is not yet on the trouble. He is not yet in the trouble. Okay? He is asking for protection before the trouble. The other person who is calling for assistance, which is the second one, he is asking assistance because he is still in the trouble. You remember this SOS? Save our souls? That's the case. It's the case that the person is already in the trouble and he needs now assistance. That's what you call it, al-istighatha. And istighatha, this is what we call it, calling for assistance. Also the same thing. But the same case for isti'adah, isti'anah, istighatha, all the same of their conditions. From Allah, it is ibadah. To do this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ibadah. To do it from human beings, it is allowed as long as these three conditions. Remember them? APC. Alive, present, capable. If this APC is available, then you can ask the person to help you out. Yani, we said A, alive, you cannot ask assistance, you cannot take refuge, you can from these dead people. Even if this dead is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is not underestimating Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, it has to be present. Okay? Present means we cannot call a person far away from us without any communication. Ya fulan, help me. Oh, ya, even if he's alive. Yeah, if your father is alive in India or in Britain or whatever, in Riyadh even far away, you ask him, ya, help me, ya Baba. Huh? He will help you? He doesn't hear you. Unless you use mobile or something, this is another case. That counts like present. That counted like present. But if he doesn't hear, we cannot ask. APC, capable. You cannot ask a handicap to help you out in carrying heavy things. Because this will mean one of two things. Whether the person who is calling, asking for help from this handicap, thinking that this handicap has some superpower, that's dangerous, he will lead to shirk, a'udhu billah. Or, he is joking. And that's, What is he going to ask a handicapped person to carry everything? The handicap cannot even carry himself, and he wants him to carry everything. So ATC is important here. If it is, يعني, if these things we are talking about, taking refuge or asking for assistance, or calling for assistance from Allah, then it is ibadah, worshipping. From human beings, it's allowed, depending of these three conditions if they are available. ATC, yes. You have some.
Do they have to be Muslim as well, like
calling
for assistance?
No. Yani, calling for assistance, like a person who we said calling for assistance is like SOS, he is in trouble now. A person who is sinking in the water, he cannot swim, and he saw somebody walking in the shore. He doesn't have to say, are you a Muslim? Then help me out. He can call him for help, as long as he is present, available, alive, and capable.
Slaughtering. The evidence for this is
now we finished. Allah. Sorry, this is, we finished now these worshipings which is by heart only. Now we are talking now about the worshipings which is by the body also. Yes. Slaughtering. Yes.
Slaughtering. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah, which means, say, O Muhammad, verily, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the Alameen. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. An Anam, ayat 163 and 164.
Before we start, we talk about this case of slaughtering. We have to talk about this ayah. This ayah is really a very strong ayah for those people who understand the meaning of it. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. قُلْ here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader, our teacher sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is telling him to say, say ya Muhammad, the meaning of this, say ya Muhammad, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, my prayer, نُسُكِي, my slaughtering. Huh? وَمَحْيَايَ, my life, وَمَمَاتِ, my death, only for Allah, no other partner. Subhanallah. طيب, we knew that salah is for Allah only, and nusuk, which is slaughtering, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, how is my life will be for Allah? That means complete life of us must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot give a single time of our life for someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll say, طيب, that means I will not eat because I'm giving some time of my life and eating. No, your eating also will be worshipping if you have the two conditions. For Allah only and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, how is this? I'm eating to make my body strong for salah or for jihad or for da'wah. Like, good, this is the intention. The second one is to eat the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to eat. Eat by left hand? Left hand? No, right hand. Say Bismillah before it. Right? Now we are following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eat enough. No more. Because our problem now that we are going out of sunnah in the case of eating. We are eating until we have trouble. Most Muslims now, unfortunately, especially in this area, they are eating too much. Remember two and three? Remember two and three? The difference? Two is more than needed. And this is too hot to drink, I cannot drink it. Very hot, then I can't drink it. So 2TOO is not acceptable. It's not, nobody can drink it or eat it or touch it. Okay? Now, these people are eating too much. I don't say too much. So when they eat too much, they have troubles in their body. Cholesterol, blood sugar, blah, blah, these things. Now, if they have eaten the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to eat. He is very limited. In fact, he used only three fingers. Not like this. Big spoon. Big chamcha. No, he's using only three fingers to eat, and he is very limited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he saw a person so fat, he was so angry with him. Now, Muslims are really in bad shape. They are not following the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on life. I'm just giving one example. Mahyaya, all my life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beginning of the morning until the next morning is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, ومماتي, how is this? Even my death is for Allah. How is this? Can I control this? Yes. You should die only for, you cannot kill yourself when you do not want to live. That's why suiciding is haram. Haram. Not allowed in Islam. It's not, your life is not yours. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah told us not to do. Yani one guy, he was making jihad with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One Muslim, one Sahabi. But he was not really, yani he was new and he was not so strong, yani faithful person. When he was fighting the Kafirin, Sahaba were admiring him. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, see this person, how he kills Kafirin. MashaAllah, he's doing a lot of good jihad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he said, he is in hellfire. So Sahaba was so afraid. How come the guy is making jihad and he's going to hellfire? So one of the Sahaba, the other Sahaba said, leave this for me, I'll follow him. I'll see what the story of this guy. So he followed this guy, he was making a lot of jihad, killing the Kafirin. Then some Kafirin have cut his body somewhere, and he felt so tired, so he put the sword, his sword, into his chest and he, until he died. So that Sahabi came to Muhammad and said, Ya Rasulullah, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. So he said, يعني, what was that? He said, that guy you told us he is from, in hellfire, he did such and such a thing. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Azim. That guy, he stopped his life, he died not the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He died wrongly. He killed himself. Then it is not allowed in Islam. So that's why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he is. So we will say again that salati, nusuki, mahyaya, mamati, lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. No partner. طيب. Then we come to the case of slaughtering. Slaughtering, as you know, slaughtering actually is to kill an animal, a large animal for eating or for other reasons. طيب. This can be divided into three sects. If it's slaughtered as ibadah, يعني by honoring or glorifying the one who is slaughtered for, this is ibadah and this is only for Allah. Like what? أضحية. Like what? ذبيحة for حج. فدية. And so on. These are ibadah and should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what? This is the case of honoring and glorification for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one case. The second sect or second case is to slaughter for guests. يعني a guest came to you slaughter a sheep or a chicken or whatever. This could be also ibadah. If you make this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to يعني welcome the guest. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. So your ضيف, your guest, you make slaughter for him something if you can. This is called, it can be also wajib, it could be also mustahab or sunnah, that can be also ibadah. طيب. If you kill or slaughter an animal for food, you want to feed yourself, your friends, your, or you want to sell the meat, okay, then this is allowed, no problem. This is allowed, no problem. Where is it to say it is not allowed? If this slaughtering is for something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the case of honoring. Like what happened? That man who came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, that will come in the case of nadr. I want to, I made nadr to make, to kill some camels on such and such a place. So Muhammad said, is that place having, used to have some kind of station or idols? He said, no. Then he said, go ahead, do it. Why is Muhammad asking this? Because he was afraid that this place used to be, or used to have some kind of station. Okay, so he will not allow him. But because it doesn't have, then he can. Because slaughtering in here could be leading to ibadah in this case. If he's slaughtering this for such and such Khalandar Baba. Okay, for this such and such grave. He goes to Ajmer, huh? And I say, for you Ajmer, this is, to cure me or to give me or, no. Then this is ibadah and this is shirk in this case. If he does this for someone else, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is honoring this person or this thing, then it is a case of shirk. But if he does it for food, which is the third type, or does it for guests, then both of them are allowed, and forget this could be also another ibadah because it could be wajib or could be mustahab or sunnah. Yes.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah curse whosoever slaughters for others than Allah.
Now. Any question in the case of suffering? No? Right.
Is it major
here? Depends on the niyyah of the person. Yeah, if he's doing this for the yani, with honoring to the grave or to the station, like if someone takes a sheep to Buddha and he slaughter, thinking that Buddha will help him out because of this, or he will give him, or he will save him or protect him, this is major shirk. Yeah. Of course, yes. This is, remember when we say ibadah, that has two conditions. Only for Allah, this is the only way of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because if he just cut it without Bismillah, he cannot eat. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرَ رَسُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. So if there is no Bismillah, this meat is haram. Okay, she's not eating. Now if it's, even if it's say Bismillah on it, but if that person has suffered this with Bismillah to that Baba, as you said, it's not allowed to eat, because this is suffered for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Well, like the meme of the Jews and Christians that
allowed
to live, like
nowadays,
like...
Well, ulama...
Christians, like, doing the name of Isa,
like, yeah, in Islam, since time of Muhammad, up to now, we can say that the Jew and Christians, we are allowed to eat their food, including the meat, as long as it's halal meat, of course, not pork or whatever. Mm. But some people say that, how do we know they say Bismillah and this and this? Well, unless we know the vice versa, otherwise we'll eat it. Because some people will be so strict on that, or they may become so extreme to say, no, I will not eat these chickens because it's slaughtered on Brazil, like Sadia, you know, or do chickens of France, or I will not eat it because I don't know if they have. You don't know, huh? You don't know, take it, no problem, don't ask. But if you know certainly that this place in France or in anywhere else, they are not saying Bismillah, they are killing it from the back or whatever, they use electricity to kill it, then don't eat. So unless otherwise, yes. Wowing, yes.
Wowing. The evidence for this is the saying of Allah, which means they are those who fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will be widespreading. Al-Insan,
the case of vowing actually is the problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have admired those people who are doing what they have done the vowing for. Yani a person who says, if my son passes the exams, I will pay 100 riyals for the pool. Now this doing is no good. This action is no good. In fact, some scholars say this is haram, prohibited. But fulfilling it is a must. Fulfilling it. Yani khalas, if your son has already passed the exam, and say, no, this is haram, I'll not do it. No. No, ya habibi, you have to do it now. Since you have done it before, you have to go and pay this 100 riyal to the poor. So fulfilling is good, because Allah have already admired those people who have making their, yani fulfilling to their vowing. But doing the vowing itself before is not good. It could be also haram, as we said, some scholars.
Sorry? Not only charity, even halal.
Okay. Ah. Yes, still, as it comes to the end of the case of vowing, it should be. Should be not good in the beginning. But he must do it. But not in the... comes the case, what if he make foreign to make bad thing? Yani, if my son passes the exam, I break my neighbor's car. Is it allowed to fulfill? No, you cannot do this. You can, if my son passes the exam, I'll buy bad thing. Complete carton of cigarettes. I'll give it to the brothers. This is not allowed. And the vowing is prohibited or bad, and also the fulfilling it is bad and not allowed. But if it's good, like salah, like smattering some meat for the that he must fulfill, although he was not supposed to do the vowing. Yes. Huh? Kafara. Hmm? Is it a kafara?
Well, if someone makes a vow,
is there any sharia
for the
kafara? Kafara comes on the case of swearing. So kafara is he's accepted. That's only if the thing you the person have wrote or swore for is bad. Back to our example of my son, huh? Passes the exam and break my neighbor's car. طيب. Now I have vowed to do this. Now my son is passed. Shall I go and bring the... No, let's say this is bad. Then I'll go and make kafara for my vowing or for my yameen or swearing. Any questions, brothers? So that concludes actually the first fundamental aspect. Huh?
It's done only under the condition or suppose if someone says, my son has passed the examination, only I will give something.
Yeah, that's...
So conditions must some okay. If son is not.
Is that fast?
Yeah.
So you must do. It's a condition. Yes. It's a must
but,
condition.
But first, we should not do it.
Oh yes. No. Suppose he did it. Suppose he did it now. Suppose he said, if my son passes the exam, I'll give 100 riyals to the poor. Now my son did not pass. Then I want to. Yeah. Why is this bad? Actually, it's like you are trying to make a deal with Allah. Okay, it sounds like you are trying to make Allah, urge Allah to make your son pass. I would say this is not it. As Muhammad Hassan said in the hadith, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَخْرَجُ بِهِ مِنَ الْبَخِيلِ the greedy, the conjuice, will not give unless he make vow. And the conjuice person, the greedy person, will not pay money unless he make vow, but otherwise he will not pay. So Muhammad Hassan said that it will be taken from the greedy person. Without vowing?
Without
vowing. Oh yes. Oh, that's even better. That's kind of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his grace.
Yes.
For his grace. Yani, your son passed the exam, you are so happy, you want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this grace, so you go and pay 500 riyals or so on to the poor. That is some kind of shukr ni'mah. Yes.
What you can be
yes.
Is it allowed in Islam that no? Father just paid something, some charity, something like that, for his son to pass, thinking...
Before he passed.
Yeah.
That's some kind of trying to...
Yeah.
But, okay. There is a hadith, which is similar to this. دَوْ مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ يعني, you are making dawa for your sick people, trying to heal them with sadaqah. So you're paying sadaqah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will heal or cure your sick people. So if you make sadaqah also, because Allah loves sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves sadaqah. So if you do this, thinking that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني, give my son help to pass, inshallah there is no problem. Especially if you make dua with it. يعني, you give sadaqah and say, ya Allah, because sadaqah is a reason to accept your dua. I don't hear what you say.
What is the basic rule like they are saying? Like why they are following me? What is the proof they have? Okay, these are the rules of Shaitan. Because they are, the problem is this, that, yani, what kind of proofs they are depending on Quran and Sunnah.
If they are using Quran and Sunnah, they are twisting them. Because never done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, how do we know if this action or this ibadah is correct or not? Practicing with these two conditions. It's only for Allah, and it's only the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we ask ourselves, okay, for Allah we didn't know, because in their hearts, we didn't know if they are doing... We say maybe they are doing this for Allah. They are sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on doing this hay hay hoo hoo. But we come to the case, is this done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order us or did it by himself? This way of dhikr? Never. No way. They cannot find a single hadith, unless it's a lie hadith, unless it is a lie hadith, or it is a twisted hadith, to say that this is a dhikr. Hay, hay, hu, hu. From where did it? Not done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, none of them have done it, so we cannot accept it. In fact, by the way, shaitan is smart. Every time people fall into some kind of dhikr, or some kind of ibadah, which is not by the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will leave sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani instead of after salah, بعث السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله, استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك هذا الجلال والإكرام تنزل سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان times and الحمد لله instead of doing this شيطان will drag these people to make a group يلا لا إله إلا الله لا then to make ذكر with a melody sound different way altogether from where they get this did محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم do it no أبو بكر خلاص Alhamdulillah, we have a fantastic scale. And easy scale can be used by any Muslim. Just ask yourself, is this worshipping done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If yes, okay. Then do it for Allah the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it's not done by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Abu Bakr, Umar, then forget it. We have plenty of sunnah to be done. Plenty of good deeds to be done. Yani if a person is practicing sunnah all, he cannot. Because it's so much to be done. يعني if a person ما شاء الله in case of salah as an example في براية الفجر والجماعة before الفجر there is two rak'ahs after الفجر he make ذكر until sun rises if he wait also for until about 20 minutes after sunrise he make سنة الضحى in that time some of them make هذا المحسن to do 12 ركعة in الضحى then he just relax take sleeping with قيلولة until about الظهر then he wakes up for ظهر صلاة after ظهر صلاة he can pray also يعني there is no time to lose full of sunnah why we bring bid'ah why we bring extra well, no need plus there is a big danger as we said before in the case of bid'ah there's people who are doing bid'ah or adding to Islam like they are accusing Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that he did not complete conveying the message of Allah if they believe like this this is major kufr اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا يعني محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم by the words of Allah سبحانه وتعالى has completed Islam he did not forget anything he said everything about Islam to us so he did not hide anything صلى الله عليه وسلم so everyone will bring extra he is accusing Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that he did not convey the message or he will say that he is better than Muhammad and he knows better than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله both of them are kufr so why we bring this They say, oh, because if we do this, you know, our hearts will get closer to Allah, we'll have more intention to Allah, more khushu'. No, 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 Habib. We do not want khushu' by bid'ah or nafafi. We want khushu' by sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do what Muhammad told us in salah, as an example, if we stand, putting our hands in here, watching our sujood place, thinking of what we are saying, praying, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we see him, and if we don't see him, we know he sees us, that ihsan, then we will be the fantastic way of praying. We don't need to have all this kind of dhikr or kind of extras on salah or in dhikr to make us with khushu' and good Islam. No, we don't need this. If you have any question, you can go forward.
What's the meaning for insurance?
Insurance which is available now is totally haram. It's a major sin. It is a major sin, kabira. Yes, as Allah told us in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ This is insurance. وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Answer the ayah. So, maysir is insurance. Insurance is what? Insurance actually is two types. There is allowed insurance and major sin insurance. Allowed insurance is if we all, as a brother, or as a family of Al-Musa, or a family of Khan, or whoever the family, decided to help each other by paying donation, okay, to the box of the family. 500 riyals here, or 200 riyals. We bring this money as an insurance for ourselves and brothers and our family. If when someone have an accident, we'll give him from this box, carton or box. Huh? If someone يعني, needs to marry and he have no money, we'll give him this. This is called cooperative insurance. تكافل. No, not تكافل. Don't put this name, please. تكافل. This is what is that? British Bank. Name. I don't want it. No. I don't mean the word, but I mean it is cooperative insurance. It is donation. طيب, what is the other one? The other kind of insurance, which is totally haram and a big sin, is that they are forcing you to pay insurance, then they take the money and they give the needed people, and the rest they keep it in their pockets. This is maisir.
Medical insurance,
car insurance, all these are haram. You are forced, yes, I know, you will say this.
Yeah,
some of our chefs, they say, okay, you are forced, you have to pay it, and the sin will be on the person who forced you. But still, I don't feel so good about this. I don't feel so good. Haram is haram, whether it's forced or not.
Jannat is from the pool, because somebody is taking the material to another country and will damage it.
No, insurance, no. This, you cannot call it insurance. Call it something else.
Not health insurance.
No. Even though, don't call it insurance. Yani he is saying if your material will be destroyed or happened, like a fire, I'll pay for it. Why you pay for him? And if there's no fire, I'll take the money. This is maitr. This is maitr, which is haram total.
Can I ask a question off the record? No, what is your ultimate name? The rest of
Well, ultimate or what is the replacement of this, I cannot answer because I'm not working on this side.
But there is people in Medina, people collected some of the money.
Uh-huh.
And in the risk operations of something, they used to help each other.
If donation, no problem. But if it is forced, like they say, you cannot ship this material or this goods unless you pay. Huh?
General insurance is not forced. It's up to you. You want to insure, you pay insurance.
No, they're not supposed to insure. This is haram.
Because
ask yourself now. Ask yourself a question now. This is my goods. I wanted to ship this to India. Okay? I want to ship this goods to India. I have two choices. To ship it without insurance or to ship it with insurance. Without insurance, I may lose it. It may be burned. The ship may sink. Okay? With insurance, the company will give, I'll give the company money. Okay, to say make insurance on this, because if this sink or this destroyed or burned, you will give me the this is maitr.
Not like that. It is up to you. If you want to insure, you will insure it.
Yeah.
If you don't want to insure, no problem.
Yeah, okay, what if I insure?
Huh?
What if I insure?
If you insure something that goes wrong in the material or something, they will pay for it.
And if there's nothing happened, they will take the money.
They will take the money.
Yeah. This is maitr. That's what I mentioned in the ayah, maitr. Maitr means to take money of the people, okay, for no reason. It's just, okay, we take 100 person, they pay 100 riyal. How much is this? 10,000 riyal. One person needed, I'll give him. If nobody needed, I'll keep it. This is maitr.
Take look now, example, the driver is driving a car, he's a poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, poor guy, okay. The driver is very low. Okay, on the way he made an accident.
Okay.
So then the law told him to pay blood money. Very huge amount.
Okay.
So in this case, what happened?
What happened that a Muslim community.
There is no Muslim.
Hold on, a Muslim community in Islamic law, they should help him out.
There is no community.
Hold on, this is the original. See how what happened in time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person haven't done like this. Whatever, how he will do that, his people, his Muslim brothers, his family, his tribe must help him out. Now this is the help each other, what do you call it, cooperating with each other. Here comes Islam is telling me to cooperate with my brothers. Now for the case of insurance, nobody cooperating. Plus, look at in Riyadh, now I can see it easily after making the insurance, how many accidents are happening. Oh, not duplicated, not triplicated, so many. Because people say, Habibi, the insurance. Yalla, his car is not okay. Then he make money more than his car. So people now, they don't care about accidents. They want to make accidents sometimes. Because he have some problems in his car, and he wants to make accidents because they will give him a new car, or they will fix his car from the beginning, from scratch. While he doesn't... comes the case of insurance that makes worse to the people.
Yeah, that may be the intention, something wrong, maybe. But in a situation like what to do now? Like
still we have to stick to Islamic law. Islamic legislation. That maysir is totally haram. And this, as we said in the beginning, that if it is cooperative insurance, which is that Muslims, community, Muslims, brothers, one family, whatever, they are putting money, okay, all together, like, say, each one of us will say, okay, because we are studying on Rabwa office, khalas, every end of the month, when we receive our salaries, we will pay an amount, whether we say all of us, 100 riyals each, or we say, the one who has better pay will pay more. Yani, say this guy, his salary is 5,000 riyal, he'll pay 500 riyal. This guy, his salary is 1,000 riyal, he'll pay 100 riyal. So we'll gather these in one box, okay? Controlled or managed by a person, this person or this community or this committee will see the problems. When the one guy of these brothers can say, okay, I have an accident. Then we'll come see, they will study his accident and see how, then they will pay him some money to help him out. This is called cooperative insurance.
But today, the insurance is also working like that.
No. It is must. Okay.
Since a must have a medical, you will not get the trauma without medical.
I know what you mean. That's what I say. Some of our sheikhs say, you do it. Knowing it is haram, you do it, and the sin will be on the person who forced you. There's good news in here that I've heard that our scholars in here in Saudi Arabia, they are working on some kind of insurance without this haram case. They are working on it now. They will put it inshallah to the government soon inshallah to avoid falling into the haram insurance which is available now. No, I don't know that. That's another case.
Huh?
This is another one. This is a department. No. That's some scholars, big scholars of this country.
No, they're in every company is paid for that. So, in...
No, this is the governmental.
So this is not, so that's no problem.
That's another case. No, this is... You're not saying... you mean Ta'minat. Ta'minat. Ta'minat is a different case, actually.
Why?
Okay, ta'minat is different because you are paying this money, you are getting this back later on. Yes. Whether you are retired, they will give you salary. If you resign, they will give you all your money. So they are taking your money, they are keeping the money for you. That's it.
Good, yeah?
Yes. Some scholars, they say it's no problem. No, leave it there.
So they will pay his money.
Actually, the case of Ta'minat or the Taqa'ud, they are not asking you actually. You have to pay. Yeah. They take it from your salary before they give it to you. So you have no choice.
In India, especially, I mean, the communal rights, so all the Muslim shops or assets destroyed by the
rights.
So for this, the shop owner, they are going for the insurance. While they open the shop, they pay some money at the premium yearly, and their shop is fully insured for a certain amount. So if the shop is robbed or destroyed by the Hindus or any anti-Muslim element, so they will be compensated with this amount.
Who is this guy also Hindu company?
Of course.
That reminds me of a story happened in the United States. A bunch of engineers in one of the American cities, they wanted to make a business. So what they did, they start to deal with a bad group of people. They come to a neighborhood, which is old neighborhood. They pay money for this group to frighten these people until they sell their houses. This group of engineers will come and buy this and make the new and sell it. Then we'll send this bad group again to another neighborhood. So maybe this is the same. They are doing now, they're just paying and sending this group to destroy these Muslims, Biqal, as you say, okay? So they will pay. So there is a connection between these destroyers and the people who are taking the insurance.
But in that operation,
they are losers. By the way, Muslims on both sides are losers. But alhamdulillah, if they are losing dunya, they are not losing deen. Yani, don't think that what happening to Muslims on India or in Kashmir or in Philippines or Afghanistan or anywhere in the world, don't think this is bad for them. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes he sent us the others to give us this hard time to return back to Islam. If we are always in ease, enjoying and eating, we will leave our Islam piece by piece. See those rich people who are busy with their dirty things, food, money, women, book. Are they close to Allah? Every day they are far further than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these people, the enemies of Islam, okay, to kick us, to give us hard time, to kill some of us, then we will think, how can we be protected? Who will protect us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need sometimes, we need to be hit. See Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best person ever in the walking earth, with his sahaba, they were hit by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the kafirin. Like Uhud battle. Yeah, some Muslims, they were afraid. Yeah, they were amazed. How come? We are sahaba, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And kafirin, they come over us and they kill us. أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أن هذا قل هم من عند أنفسكم. You are the reason. صحابة, how come is this happening to us? How come? We are Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, we are Muslims and these are مشركين brothers. How come we are being killed by them? قلتم أن هذا, how is this? قل هو من عند أنفسكم. You are the reason. We are the reason of what's going to us in Islam, in Kashmir, in India, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, everywhere. We are the reason. We are the reason, yes. Not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not capable of kicking all the kafirin in one time. What did he do subhanahu wa ta'ala to new people? To the others? To Thamud? What did he do subhanahu wa ta'ala? One soldier, he destroyed them all. With one soldier. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come back to him. Sometimes he makes us poor, sometimes he makes us sick. And wallahi, I have seen so many of our friends who were bad, who were traveling all around the world doing bad things. Within one sickness, one tragedy, they come back to Allah. I have friends now, I meet him so many times now. The guy who had clots, yes, thank you, blood clots. The guy was so bad. With this sickness happened to him, he was in chair for months. MashaAllah, he came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He started to recite Holy Quran. He started to pray in time. He lifted his beard. He became a good Muslim. SubhanAllah. That was good for him. That tragedy was good for him. He needed that because he was so bad guy. So don't think that these things happening to us are bad. لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. It's good for us because we need sometimes to wake. Any person who is doing bad things, he needs sometimes to be waked up. Sometimes this waking up has to be harsh even and severe. Yes, sometimes we need that. What's happening to Muslims now is really to bring them back to Islam. And alhamdulillah, we can see that Muslims are really coming back to Islam because of what they are facing from the kafirin. In Afghanistan, Kashmir, in Philippines, and everywhere, they are really thinking, oh, why are these kafirin are killing us? Why we Muslims are facing? Why the Hindus are killing us? Why they are not killing the others? Why they are, yani, why especially Muslims in Gujarat or Assam have been killed like this one? It's just because they are Muslims. Then this is the reason. We have to come back to Islam. If we cannot understand this, wallahi, مع السلامة. No good. No. We cannot understand these cases. يعني Allah, these are very good signs for us, clear signs for us to bring us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending us these signs to come back to Him. Then we don't understand it. Then we are not doing anything.
قال
يرون أنهم في كل عام مرتين أو مرتين. نعم. ثم لا يتمون. قال يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرتين أو مرتين ثم لا يتمون لهم يتذكرون. جزاكم الله خير.